According to Stoicism, you face two choices. You can either wish for things to turn out a certain way, or embrace them the way they happen. If tranquility is what you seek, choose the latter. Because as Epictetus said, don't hope that events will turn out the way you want. Welcome events in whichever way they happen. This is the path to peace. This concept is known as amor fati, loving fate, a Stoic term that promotes mental resilience. If there's a storm, you're happy there's a storm. If you're short, you're happy you're short, because you can't change these things, so the only effective strategy is to embrace them. Therefore, today's Stoic rule states, make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens. Marcus Aurelius once said, do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of embracing our fate and utilizing our challenges and the adversity we face to learn and grow strength through resilience, thereby building our character and gaining experience. Marcus Aurelius advised us, accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. Today we will discuss the profound concept of amor fati, and uncover the immense power we can gain by embracing this mindset throughout our lives. Lesson 1. Embracing the unavoidable. How can amor fati transform your life? What if I told you that everything in your life, every joy and challenge, is exactly what you need? This concept is known as amor fati, a Latin phrase that translates to love of fate. It's a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy that teaches us to embrace life's events with enthusiasm rather than resistance. Today, we explore how this powerful principle can shift your perspective and dramatically alter your approach to life's ups and downs. What does it really mean to embrace amor fati? It's about accepting every moment as if you had intentionally chosen it. This mindset challenges us to find value in all experiences, both positive and negative, as if they were necessary for our personal development. Can you imagine viewing your life's toughest challenges as opportunities chosen just for you? The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, believed that embracing one's fate is essential for inner peace. Accept the things to which fate binds you, he advised, suggesting a harmonious acceptance woven with deep love and commitment. How often do we fight against our reality, wishing things were different? By adopting a Stoic acceptance, we align more closely with reality, finding peace in the process. Friedrich Nietzsche expanded on the idea of amor fati, urging us to love our fate not just in acceptance but with enthusiasm. He challenged us to want nothing to be different, not in the past, the present, or the future. Imagine embracing every aspect of life with such passion and fervor. How might this total acceptance transform your relationship with the inevitable ups and downs? To begin practicing amor fati, start by reframing your setbacks. View each difficulty as an indispensable part of your growth. This shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. Suddenly, you're no longer a victim of circumstance, but a student of a very personalized life curriculum. What lessons are your current challenges teaching you? Incorporating amor fati into daily life means seeing the value in every moment, action, and interaction. This could transform ordinary and challenging days alike, infusing them with purpose and joy. How would your day change if you fully accepted and loved everything that happened? Embracing amor fati builds resilience, much like exercise strengthens muscles. The Stoics understood that comfort and growth are often mutually exclusive. By stepping into challenging situations that you might normally avoid, you can develop a stronger, more resilient character. What are you avoiding that could potentially make you stronger? To practice amor fati, keep a gratitude journal focused on daily challenges. Each evening, reflect on the day's difficulties and find something valuable in each. This practice helps shift your perspective from one of endurance to one of appreciation. How can today's obstacles be tomorrow's opportunities for growth? Consider how this philosophy could act as a transformative force in your life. It's not just about surviving life, but thriving within it, by fully embracing whatever comes your way with love and enthusiasm. How will you begin to implement the power of Amor Fati starting today? Lesson 2. Harnessing the present. How does Amor Fati enhance now? Have you ever wondered how accepting your fate can impact your experience of the present moment? Amor Fati isn't just about accepting what life throws at us, it's also about enhancing our engagement with the here and now. This lesson dives into how Amor Fati enriches our presence in the current moment, turning everyday experiences into profound opportunities for growth and satisfaction. When we practice Amor Fati, we focus on accepting and loving what is happening right now. This acceptance has the immediate effect of reducing resistance and the emotional turmoil that comes from wanting things to be different. With this mindset, stress decreases, and we find peace in our current circumstances, recognizing them as necessary parts of our journey. Embracing Amor Fati cultivates a form of mindfulness that keeps us grounded in the present. By loving our fate, we pay closer attention to our current experiences, appreciating them more deeply. This form of mindfulness is not passive. It is an active acceptance that engages us fully with life as it unfolds. The Stoics believed deeply in the value of the present. Marcus Aurelius reminded us to concentrate on the present, for in it lies our command over ourselves. When we embrace Amor Fati, we are not distracted by past regrets or future anxieties. We accept and fully interact with the present as it is. How often do we postpone our happiness or satisfaction to a future moment? Amor Fati teaches us that there is profound joy and wisdom to be found in embracing the present fully. When we stop waiting for the perfect circumstances and start loving what we have, our daily experiences become more vibrant and meaningful. Resistance to the present can be a major source of discomfort and unhappiness. Amor Fati helps us dissolve this resistance. By welcoming each moment as if we had chosen it, we reduce internal conflict and open ourselves to a more fluid and enjoyable life experience. Facing challenges can be daunting, but Amor Fati transforms our approach to these situations. Rather than fearing or avoiding difficulties, we see them as valuable lessons. Each challenge becomes a chance to practice resilience, patience, and creativity, enhancing our ability to live well, regardless of circumstances. A practical way to implement Amor Fati in your daily life is through setting intentions each morning. Decide to accept and embrace whatever comes your way throughout the day. This practice prepares you to encounter challenges and surprises with a positive mindset, actively engaging with them as part of your path. Amor Fati is more than a philosophy. It's a practical approach to life that enriches every moment. By embracing our fate, we unlock a deeper enjoyment of the present, a more profound connection with ourselves, and a clearer path to personal growth. How will you use Amor Fati to transform your engagement with the here and now? Lesson 3. Cultivating inner strength. The Stoic way of building resilience through Amor Fati. How does embracing our fate contribute to building inner strength and resilience? Amor Fati goes beyond mere acceptance. It's an active engagement with life that fortifies our inner selves. This lesson delves into the Stoic practice of cultivating resilience by loving and leveraging everything life throws our way, turning challenges into sources of strength. Inner strength is built through the trials and tribulations that life presents. When we adopt Amor Fati, we begin to see these not as misfortunes, but as opportunities to grow stronger and more capable. This shift in perception is crucial. It transforms our emotional landscape by replacing fear and resentment with acceptance and enthusiasm. Embracing Amor Fati helps us develop emotional resilience, which is the ability to bounce back from life's hardships. It teaches us to handle stress, disappointment, and loss with a calm and steady demeanor. When we love our fate, we minimize the impact of negative emotions and maximize our capacity for handling adversity. The Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca often spoke of the benefits of facing life's challenges head-on. They believed that true wisdom comes from experiencing and reflecting on life's difficulties. By practicing Amor Fati, we align ourselves with this Stoic ideal, finding value and lessons in every situation. Adversity is not something to be avoided, but embraced, According to Stoic philosophy, each challenge offers a unique insight into our character and resilience. Embracing adversity with the spirit of amor fati enables us to uncover strengths we never knew we had and to deepen our understanding of ourselves. With amor fati as our guide, challenges transform from obstacles into stepping stones. This transformation is not just about surviving, it's about thriving. Each hardship we encounter is an invitation to test our virtues, patience, courage, and discipline, and to emerge stronger. To practically apply amor fati in building resilience, start by redefining how you view daily irritations and setbacks. Instead of reacting negatively, pause and consider how each experience can contribute to your growth. This could mean finding a lesson in a failed project or seeing a rejection as a redirection to a better path. One effective method to deepen your practice of amor fati is through regular reflection and journaling. At the end of each day, write down three challenges you faced and how they could potentially strengthen you. This habit not only reinforces a positive mindset, but also makes you more aware of your progress in cultivating resilience. As we continue to explore the rich landscape of Stoic philosophy, let us remember that amor fati is not just about weathering storms, but also about learning to dance in the rain. Each step in our journey is crucial for developing the inner strength that defines a fulfilled and resilient life. How will you incorporate these teachings into your life to build a more resilient and empowered self? Lesson 4. Transforming perception. How amor fati alters our view of life's events. What if you could view every event in your life as a positive step towards your growth? This is the essence of amor fati, a Stoic principle that encourages us to embrace life's occurrences with joy and acceptance, no matter their nature. In this lesson, we will explore how amor fati not only helps us accept life's events, but actively transforms our perception of them, enabling us to lead more content and fulfilling lives. Our perception dictates our reality. How we view the challenges and opportunities in our lives can dramatically affect our emotional and psychological state. Amor fati teaches us to see every experience, whether deemed good or bad by societal standards, as inherently valuable. This shift in perception allows us to maintain a positive outlook, reduces stress, and promotes a greater sense of peace and satisfaction in our lives. Cognitive reframing is a psychological technique that involves viewing a situation from a different perspective. Amor fati is the ultimate form of cognitive reframing. It encourages us to see every life event as something to be embraced, not avoided. By practicing this, we learn to detach from negative biases and open ourselves to a broader, more inclusive understanding of our experiences. Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius believed that our reactions to events are more important than the events themselves. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength, he famously stated. This Stoic wisdom underscores the practice of amor fati, pushing us to focus on our internal responses rather than external circumstances, thereby cultivating a resilient and proactive mindset. Stoics viewed adversity as a forge for the human spirit, an idea that aligns with the concept of amor fati. By embracing and loving our fate, we turn every obstacle into an opportunity for personal development. This perspective does not eliminate hardship, but transforms the role it plays in our lives, making each challenge a valuable lesson rather than a punitive experience. To begin transforming your perception through amor fati, start by questioning your initial reactions to events. Ask yourself, is there another way to view this situation? Can I find value in this challenge? This practice of inquiry introduces flexibility in your thinking and opens up new possibilities for emotional and spiritual growth. By adopting amor fati, we enhance our awareness of life's intricacies. This heightened awareness helps us appreciate the smaller moments and see the bigger picture in challenging situations. Over time, this can lead to a deeper sense of gratitude and contentment as we learn to value the journey, not just the destination. One effective method to deepen your engagement with amor fati is to use daily affirmations that reinforce your commitment to embrace whatever comes your way. Begin each day by affirming, "I embrace my fate with joy and see all challenges as opportunities to grow." This simple practice can prime your mind to view the day's events through a lens of acceptance and opportunity. Remember that the goal is not to avoid or deny the difficulties of life, but to interpret them in a way that adds meaning and value to our existence. In the next lesson, we will delve into how Amor Fati can aid in managing and even thriving in the face of uncertainty. Lesson 5. The Art of Letting Go. Embracing Amor Fati in the face of change. How do we handle the constant flux of life? In this lesson, we delve into the Stoic practice of Amor Fati, focusing on how it teaches us to gracefully accept and embrace change. Change is inevitable, and our resistance to it can be a significant source of suffering. By cultivating a mindset that not only accepts but loves whatever happens, we can transform our experience of change from one of distress to one of growth and enlightenment. The Stoics taught that change is not only inevitable, but also essential to the universe's nature, which is in a perpetual state of flux. By practicing Amor Fati, we align ourselves with this natural order, reducing our psychological resistance. This alignment helps us perceive change as a natural, positive force, rather than a disruption, thereby decreasing our anxiety and increasing our emotional resilience. Embracing Amor Fati means accepting that every event in our lives serves a purpose, even if that purpose is not immediately apparent. This broad acceptance is crucial during times of change, when our instincts might urge us to resist or control the outcome. Instead, Amor Fati invites us to trust the process and see each transition as an opportunity to evolve personally and spiritually. Accepting change isn't about passivity. It's about actively engaging with life in a way that respects the natural course of events. Letting go is a central theme in practicing Amor Fati, especially in the context of change. Holding on too tightly to the way things were, or how we want them to be, can lead to frustration and disappointment. By letting go, we open ourselves to the new possibilities that change brings. This doesn't mean we lose our sense of direction, but rather that we navigate life with a flexibility that honors our core values while adapting to new circumstances. How we narrate our experience of change significantly affects our emotional and mental well-being. With Amor Fati, we are encouraged to reframe our narrative to view change as a beneficial and necessary part of our growth. Each change, whether desired or not, is integrated into our life story as a vital chapter that enriches our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Change often brings uncertainty, which can be unsettling. However, embracing Amor Fati equips us with the resilience to face this uncertainty with courage and poise. By accepting and loving our fate, we develop a robustness that allows us to meet the unknown without fear. This resilience is not innate. It is cultivated through consistent practice and a commitment to seeing life's uncertainties as avenues for growth. To practically embrace change through Amor Fati, start by practicing mindfulness and staying present during times of transition. Focus on the current moment without overthinking past or future implications. Additionally, maintain a journal where you can reflect on past changes that seemed daunting at the time but brought unexpected benefits. This reflection can reinforce your trust in the process of change. Implement a daily exercise of mindful acceptance. Each morning, remind yourself of the impermanence of life's conditions and set an intention to face the day's changes with acceptance and enthusiasm. When confronted with change, take deep breaths to center yourself, then consciously choose to respond with flexibility and openness, reinforcing your commitment to Amor Fati. Reflect on how this practice can transform your approach to life's inevitable shifts. By cultivating acceptance and a positive perspective towards change, you not only enhance your resilience, but also find greater peace and satisfaction in your life's journey. Lesson 6. Nurturing relationships with Amor Fati, embracing others' journeys. How does Amor Fati influence our relationships with others? In this lesson, we explore how the Stoic concept of embracing one's fate can extend to accepting and appreciating the unique paths of those around us. Relationships often challenge us, especially when others' actions and choices differ from our expectations. By applying Amor Fati, we learn to embrace these differences, fostering deeper connections and understanding, and reducing conflicts. When we apply Amor Fati to our relationships, we adopt a perspective that everyone, like us, is navigating their own fate. This understanding helps us become more patient and less judgmental. We recognize that just as we face challenges meant to shape us, so do others. Embracing this can diminish our frustrations with people's actions, allowing us to offer support instead of resistance. Expectations can often lead to disappointment in relationships. Amor Fati teaches us to let go of these preconceived notions and accept others as they are, not as we wish them to be. This acceptance is crucial for building genuine connections. It encourages us to appreciate the diversity of human experience and the myriad ways people contribute to our lives. Practicing Amor Fati allows us to approach relationships with compassion and empathy. By understanding that everyone is doing their best within the confines of their fate, we cultivate a more forgiving attitude. This doesn't mean condoning harmful behaviors, but rather recognizing the complex interplay of factors that shape individuals' actions. Amor Fati inspires us to support others in embracing their own fates. This might involve encouraging friends and family during difficult times or celebrating their successes without envy. By reinforcing the idea that each person's path is uniquely suited for their growth, we enhance our supportive roles and deepen our relationships. To integrate Amor Fati into our relationships, begin by reflecting on the challenges you face with others. Consider how these challenges might serve a purpose in helping both you and the other person grow. Practice active listening, which involves fully concentrating on what is being said rather than passively hearing the message. This technique helps in understanding others' perspectives and fostering mutual respect. Engage in a daily practice of reflective listening with at least one person. This involves listening to understand, then reflecting back what you have heard, without judgment or advice. This practice not only improves communication, but also demonstrates your commitment to truly understanding and valuing the other person's experiences as part of their unique journey. Consider how embracing the concept can transform not only your personal growth, but also your interactions with others. By appreciating the unique paths that each person walks, we build stronger, more resilient relationships that are rich with understanding and compassion. Lesson 7. Amor Fati in the workplace. Transforming professional challenges into opportunities. How can the principle of Amor Fati enhance our professional lives? In this lesson, we explore applying this Stoic philosophy in a work environment where challenges are frequent and often viewed negatively. Embracing Amor Fati in our careers encourages us to perceive every task, setback, and interaction as an integral part of our professional development, transforming how we approach our jobs and interact with colleagues. When we face professional challenges, our first reaction might be frustration or discouragement. However, by adopting Amor Fati, we begin to view these challenges as opportunities to learn, grow, and strengthen our skills. This shift in mindset reduces stress and increases job satisfaction, as we no longer feel victimized by difficult circumstances, but empowered by them. Building resilience is essential in any career. Amor Fati teaches us that resilience is not just about bouncing back from setbacks, but also about leaning into them with enthusiasm. Each professional obstacle is seen as a stepping stone to greater expertise and understanding. This proactive approach helps us navigate the complexities of our work with confidence and grace. Amor Fati can profoundly affect team dynamics. By embracing this philosophy, we foster a more collaborative and supportive workplace environment. When team members collectively accept and appreciate each challenge as a growth opportunity, the entire group becomes more cohesive and motivated. This positive attitude can lead to increased creativity and productivity. Leaders who practice Amor Fati set a powerful example for their teams. They show that leadership is not about controlling every outcome, but about guiding responses to those outcomes. This approach not only builds trust and respect, but also encourages a culture of openness and adaptability, where challenges are openly discussed and tackled together. To apply Amor Fati in your daily work, start by reevaluating how you respond to routine stresses and unexpected changes. Approach each day with the intention to find value in every task and interaction, no matter how mundane or challenging they may seem. This can transform your workday from a series of tasks into a meaningful journey of professional growth. Implement a daily practice of mindfulness focused on embracing amor fati at work. Begin your day by setting intentions to tackle challenges with a positive mindset. Throughout the day, take moments to reflect on your reactions to stressful situations and recalibrate them towards embracing and learning from these experiences. Reflect on how this philosophy can turn every professional challenge into a valuable lesson. Lesson 8. Embracing health and wellness through amor fati. How can the Stoic philosophy of amor fati enhance our health and wellness practices? This lesson explores the integration of amor fati into our personal health journeys, encouraging us to accept and embrace the natural fluctuations and challenges of our bodies and minds. By applying amor fati, we learn to see every physical and mental challenge not as an obstacle to our well-being, but as an integral part of our holistic health. Physical health often involves ups and downs, including illnesses, injuries, and varying fitness levels. Adopting amor fati in this context means accepting these fluctuations without judgment and responding to them with care and attention. This acceptance can alleviate stress and anxiety, often associated with health setbacks, allowing us to focus on recovery and growth. We begin to view each health challenge as an opportunity to learn more about our bodies and to nurture them more attentively. Mental health is equally prone to periods of strain and relief. Amor fati teaches us to embrace these variations with compassion towards ourselves. By loving our fate, we cultivate a resilience that helps us navigate mental health challenges with grace and understanding. This approach encourages a healthier relationship with our minds, recognizing that mental health is not a static state, but a continuous journey of self-care and acceptance. Incorporating amor fati into daily wellness routines transforms these practices from mere tasks to meaningful rituals. Whether it's exercise, meditation, or nutrition, viewing these activities through the lens of amor fati helps us appreciate them as vital components of our well-being journey, enjoyed not only for their outcomes but for their intrinsic value in maintaining our health. Embracing amor fati can lead to long-term health benefits by promoting a consistent and non-reactive approach to wellness. This steady commitment helps prevent the common pitfall of health enthusiasm burning out, which often leads to cycles of intense activity followed by inactivity. With amor fati, we engage in health practices as a regular part of life, regardless of immediate results, fostering sustainable health behaviors. When faced with health setbacks, amor fati provides a framework for recovery that is proactive and positive. Instead of dwelling on what has been lost or what has changed, this philosophy guides us to adapt and find new ways to maintain our health. It teaches us that every setback is a setup for a comeback, filled with insights and opportunities for growth. One practical way to apply amor fati to health and wellness is through reflective journaling. By documenting your health experiences and reflecting on them with an attitude of acceptance and curiosity, you reinforce the Stoic practice of learning from every situation. This journal can become a tool for understanding your health patterns and for recognizing how challenges have contributed to your personal growth. Consider how this philosophy can transform your approach to physical and mental health challenges. Lesson 9. Achieving life balance with amor fati. How can embracing amor fati help us achieve a more balanced life? In this lesson, we delve into how the Stoic principle of loving one's fate can harmonize the various aspects of our lives, including personal, professional, and spiritual realms. By applying amor fati, we learn to accept and cherish all parts of our existence, enabling us to manage our energies and commitments more wisely and effectively. In our personal lives, we often face conflicts, disappointments, and joys. Amor fati teaches us to embrace these with equal acceptance and enthusiasm. This approach allows us to experience life's ups and downs without extreme emotional swings. By maintaining a balanced perspective, we improve our relationships, enhance our personal growth, and find peace in the knowledge that each experience is purposeful and meaningful. In the professional realm, amor fati helps us navigate challenges and successes with composure. By accepting career fluctuations as opportunities for development, we remain focused and motivated, regardless of the circumstances. This Stoic mindset reduces stress and increases productivity, as we are less likely to be destabilized by external pressures or failures. Instead, we view every professional experience as a stepping stone towards greater competence and understanding. Spiritually, Amor Fati can be profoundly transformative. It encourages us to see life's journey as a path to deeper wisdom and connection with the universe. Each challenge and triumph is an invitation to deepen our spiritual practices and insights. This acceptance enriches our spiritual life, providing a grounded sense of purpose and serenity that pervades all aspects of our existence. Amor Fati is particularly effective in helping us balance our emotional responses. By fostering an attitude of acceptance and love towards whatever happens, we avoid extreme reactions and maintain emotional equilibrium. This stability is crucial for handling life's stresses and joys in a healthy way, allowing us to respond to various situations with clarity and wisdom rather than impulsiveness or despair. To practically apply Amor Fati for life balance, start by reviewing your daily routines. Identify areas where you feel overwhelmed or underengaged, and consider how a stoic acceptance could alter your approach. Implementing small, daily acts of acceptance can help redistribute your energies more evenly across all areas of life, leading to a more satisfying and balanced daily experience. Engage in a daily meditation focused on Amor Fati, where you visualize accepting and loving every part of your life. Use this time to reflect on areas where you struggle with acceptance, and gently guide your mindset towards embracing these aspects with positivity and openness. This practice can help reinforce a balanced approach to life's varying demands and pleasures. Reflect on how this philosophy might change your approach to everyday living. Lesson 10, Living Amor Fati, the culmination of Stoic practice. In our final lesson, we explore the ultimate integration of Amor Fati into our daily lives. This Stoic principle encourages us to embrace every aspect of our existence with enthusiasm and acceptance, transforming how we live each moment. By fully incorporating Amor Fati, we not only enhance our personal resilience and happiness, but also deepen our understanding of life's interconnectedness and purpose. When we live according to Amor Fati, every decision we make is influenced by an acceptance of outcomes, whatever they may be. This approach frees us from the paralysis of indecision and fear of failure. Decisions become easier to make because we trust that regardless of the result, there is value to be gained. This trust in the process enriches our ability to choose boldly and wisely, knowing that each choice contributes to our growth. Living Amor Fati cultivates patience and deepens our understanding of life's timing. By accepting that things happen in their own time and for a reason, we reduce anxiety and frustration associated with unmet expectations. This patience is not passive. It's an active engagement with life, recognizing that our momentary discomforts or delays are part of a larger, beneficial plan. Amor Fati is especially powerful in building resilience. When we fully embrace this philosophy, adversity loses its sting. Challenges become merely another aspect of life to be welcomed with courage and optimism. This mindset shift is crucial for maintaining mental and emotional health, allowing us to recover quickly from setbacks and maintain a steady course towards our goals. In relationships, living Amor Fati helps us accept others as they are, appreciating their unique journeys without imposing our expectations on them. This acceptance fosters stronger, more genuine connections, and minimizes conflicts. By practicing unconditional love and acceptance, we create an environment where personal bonds can thrive on honesty and mutual respect. Personal growth flourishes under the guidance of Amor Fati. This philosophy encourages constant reflection and self-awareness, urging us to see every experience as a lesson. By embracing every aspect of our lives, we become more attuned to our strengths and weaknesses and more committed to our personal development. To truly live Amor Fati, incorporate it into your daily practices. Start each day by affirming your commitment to embrace whatever comes your way. Practice mindfulness throughout the day, always bringing your focus back to acceptance and love for the present moment. These daily reaffirmations and practices help cement Amor Fati as a fundamental part of your life philosophy. Reflect on how this Stoic principle can continue to influence and enhance all areas of your life. Living Amor Fati isn't just a practice but a way of life that brings profound peace and fulfillment. Embrace each day with this philosophy and watch as your life transforms into a more joyful and resilient journey. Remember, the ultimate goal of Amor Fati is to live so harmoniously with fate that every aspect of life is received with gratitude. Let this be your guiding principle as you move forward, cherishing each moment and every experience as a gift.